Hey, this is Letitia, and it's the month of love. Don't let the fact that you're still single keep you from enjoying every single day. Now, it may take two to tango, but there are a lot of other dances out there that you can do. The following is a couple of lists that I've created from things done and things on my to-do list. Feel free to incorporate your own take on all or a few of them. Now, the biggest misconception out there is that guys don't like to be pampered. Who doesn't enjoy feeling special? Letitia is challenging all my ladies out there to be creative and ultra-romantic with that special someone, even if it's just you right now. Who better to reap the rewards of your love and affection? And what better way to practice treating someone else to a special day, night, month, year, or lifetime? All right, here's the list. If you're a part of a couple, how about taking the day off and spending it in bed? Handpick and arrange a bouquet of flowers and roses yourself. Handpick them. You do it. Have a scavenger hunt in the house with the big prize in the tub or on the bed. Make a card yourself by hand or create a book on how you met with your own happy ending, or you can keep adding to it each year. Buy a matching set of lingerie, briefs. Write them a love letter, 5 pages or more. How about decorate the house, especially for your sweetie on Valentine's Day? Prepare their favorite foods and feed each other by hand. Head-to-toe pampering. Wash hair, give sensuous massage, give manicure and pedicure. You get the idea. How about reading out loud romantic or erotic poetry to your Valentine? You can start a new savings account earmarked for that romantic getaway to wherever. This is definitely for the guys. Have a video game competition, naked, with homemade fun prizes. Now, if you're single, like most folks are on this site, here's a list that you can do for you. Take the day off and spend it in bed with your favorite book, movie, or toy. Buy yourself a card and flowers, because who loves you more than you, right? How about treating yourself to a day at the spa, including massage, manicure, and pedicure? Let somebody else do the work. Buy yourself something sexy and wear it. Write down your ideal of a perfect mate and put it in a frame to replace with a picture when you find them. Make a list of all the people that you love, platonic or not, then call them and tell them. And finally, you could call all your other single friends and do something together as a group. Personally, I have to tell you that I don't wait or need one designated day to give or receive love. I prefer lots of random days throughout the year. However, I do think of Valentine's Day like eating dinner. You gotta cook every day, but some days, you just gotta put your foot in it. This is Letitia. Enjoy your month of love, your year of love, your lifetime of love. You deserve it.